The bell there?
Yeah, we're,
I don't know where the bell is. You got it? Get the bell. Get ready. Because I don't know if you two know this. We're going to hit our 600th show, our Sunday show, 600th. And we're going to have as many of our radio team members on that day as we possibly can. And God has blessed the show. We're getting ready to start year number 12. We're in year number 12. I'm sorry. We already celebrated our 11th anniversary. So we're in year 12. And what a joy to be here Sunday after Sunday. It means I've left, not watched a whole lot of football games that I wanted to, but I am so much happier to be right here bringing the Word of God to you week after week. That's what this is all about. Stick around. We got another hour of great music and great chat coming right up, and the anointed teaching of the Word. All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. When we began the show 11 plus years ago, it was a one-hour show, and then it progressed a few months later to a 90-minute show. And then a couple months after that, we decided we still didn't have enough time to say everything we wanted to say each week, so it became a two-hour show. That's how it progressed. And we love being here with you. We are talking about all those trials and things that happen in our lives that cause us to become more like Jesus and cause us to be more prepared for our heavenly home. This series is entitled Forever Home. It's all about those struggles. We're talking about them today that cause us to realize that what we're going through has a purpose and a reason. And we got some great music coming up here in just a moment. Betty talked to me about that, just how God uses the things that so often we don't see how any good can come out of this struggle or this problem.
Wow. One of the things that we do is we have to have faith that God is going to see us through, that he's going to act on our behalf. And we know and we see that, you know, we are under some heavy circumstances through most of our life,
mm-hmm.
but we've always come out victorious on the other side. And sometimes it takes days, weeks, months, years. It's really a hard, sometimes, I'm going to say this, sometimes it's hard to swallow at times.
Yeah.
Because we don't understand, you know, God, why am I going through this?
Right.
But
that's right.
Like we've talked about, you know, on the other side is the streets of gold. On the other side is the Emerald Sea. On the other side is, you know, singing around the throne like that when the song you played in the first hour.
Right.
You know, singing his name, praising his name all day long, that there is hope, that there is redemption. And it's because of the cross, Pastor, that we have that something to look forward to is
Amen.
That we get to walk beside the crystal sea. We get to walk with Jesus. We get to see those that have gone before us. And it's so important to understand that we all need Jesus Christ in our lives.
We do.
We all need that. To have him come into our heart.
Yes.
We need that to know what the cross represents. And we've done this so often on the radio talking about, you know, what happened on the cross. Because
right.
when Jesus was on the cross, dear listener, he was on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You were on his mind.
You were on his mind, yeah.
Yes. And that's the importance of when we get there, when we get to that point when we have to go, when we go home to our heavenly
right.
home, is that Jesus was the center of our life.
Amen.
He was the first thing that we put into our life was Jesus Christ. And when he looks at you and says, well done,
mm-hmm.
my faithful and kind servant, then you know, oh, Lord, you know, in that song, I can only imagine
right.
what it will be like when I stand before him and I see his
yes,
face.
Amen.
Will I be able to stand? Will I sing? Will I kneel?
Right.
You know, it's all of those things that you
right.
think about when we do take that final trip home, and he reaches down and says, you know, right. Bailu, you did good.
There you go.
And that's what I get to look forward to.
Well done, my good and faithful servant. I think this song, I just changed it up. It wasn't the one I was planning on doing. Of course, I never know exactly what I'm planning on doing until I get here, right? But this one, Casting Crowns, just be held. It's for somebody out there. Let God hold you right now.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Are on the storm, you wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held.
Oh, praise God. Just let him hold you right now, dear one. Whatever it is that's causing you pain and burdening your heart right now, God's got something he wants to bring good in your life as a result of this struggle. Nan, what did God give you right then during that song?
You may not understand, but believe that I do have a plan. Everything will be okay. And of you, others can say, wow, look at what they did. During their trial, the love for their God wasn't hid. They actually thanked God for it. I really don't understand this a bit. However, I want what they have in their life to help me with my own strife.
Whoa.
Pastor, I feel I have a word for somebody, and probably multiple people, but I just want to encourage them that I don't know what they're facing. There's people listening right now and in the future at when this is recorded that they're facing things they don't necessarily know the answers.
Sure.
They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to turn. I encourage them to turn to the Word.
Right.
I encourage them to go to John in the New Testament. Start
Absolutely.
Reading John.
Yes.
Engulf yourself with the Word. God will see you through. And I want to encourage them. God is going to see you through, listener. He will see you through. You need to look to Him. You need to praise Him. You need to pray. You need to read the Word. You need to just engulf yourself with the Word. He is going to see them through, Pastor.
Amen. He's going to see them through. Thank you for sharing that. And I so agree, whoever you are. John or James chapter 1 verse 12, anyone that includes you and me, anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. And I'm going to read it in the NIV verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Do y'all remember in Luke chapter 10 when a young lawyer came to Jesus? It's around verse 22 or so. You don't have to look it up. I'll just tell it to you. Luke 10, 22, 23, a young lawyer, a learned person, a man that was educated, came to Jesus and he said, you know, what's the greatest commandment? What is it we have to do? And Jesus threw it right back at him. And he said, how does it read to you? What do you think it is? And he said, well, the way I understand it is that I am to love the Lord my God with all my heart, my soul, my strength, every bit of me, my mind, my strength, my heart, and my neighbor as myself. And Jesus said, you got it. That's it. Okay. And when you look at this in James 1:12, in the Message Bible, that last sentence is this. For such persons loyally in love. Okay, loyal means that you stick it out. Okay, that no matter what comes your way. And dear listener, if it's really awful right now, God wants you to become loyally in love with Him. God wants you to be so in love with Him that you will say with the scripture, okay, God, no matter what this is, I am going to rejoice in the midst of this. I'm going to praise you no matter how hard it is, because those who are personally loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. And in the NIV, it says He will receive the crown of life that God has planned for those who love Him. Now, there's a lot of crowns mentioned in the Word of God. This is one of them, and I love this teaching. The crown of life. Is it actually going to be a crown when you get to heaven? Who knows, but it very well could be, because there's 12 crowns talked about in the Scripture. Okay, and they all have to do with what's happening, going to happen to us as rewards in heaven. And here we see this one, so important. This is called, another word for this is called the lover's crown. Okay, when we are so in love with God that we persevere under whatever happens because our God loves us so much. He is such a good, good Father, and He loves us so much that we know that we know that we know that we know that, yeah, we kind of know that no matter what comes our way, God will be glorified in it, and we're going to learn from it, and it's going to be a blessing. Betty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that song was being played. This fell out of my Bible. If I may take just maybe 30 seconds to read it.
Sure.
It says, when you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. For I am your Father, and I love you, even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. And
wow,
that goes to show us that our Heavenly Father's love outweighs anything that we're going through or what we will ever go through. That His love will carry us, that His love will be enough for us to carry on. And once we reach that point in our life, when we have to say goodbye to our earthly body, that's when Jesus' love tells us that he's going to throw us the biggest party in heaven that is ever seen, is when we approach that throne.
Wow.
And when I get there, I will be able to tell him, here I go, Nan. Everything I tried to do, I did for you, Lord.
Right, sure.
I know, I'm not perfect.
No.
But Lord, I tried, I did my best.
Right.
I tried to be the person that you wanted me to be, because I knew when I got here that you were going to, I had a lot of questions for you. And the only thing that I ever wanted to do, Lord, was to give you honor, give you praise, and be the person that you wanted me to be, to show your love, to be an extension of your arms and your heart. And I just want the listeners to know that there comes a time in our life where we have to establish that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And that he died for us. And there was a reason that he died for you, dear listener, is because he loved you.
Right.
And I guess the whole thing I'm trying to come across is that God's love covers everything.
Right.
His love, you know, just like what with that song, you know, by Casting Crowns, is there's so much joy of beyond the circumstances that we're going through right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And there is, you know, we put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Right.
And that's what we have to do, listeners, is we have got to trudge on. We've got to move forward and know that by receiving the gift of my son, but receiving God's son, Jesus, that it's going to carry a lot. It's going to carry you a long way through your life.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have the Lord on my side from all of the things that have, you know, going through and some of the things that I know I'm going to be going through in the near future, is that God will carry me.
And, you
God's
know,
strength will carry me.
When we have that assurance and we walk in that assurance on a daily basis, it causes us to love God more. Because what
Amen.
He's saying here in James 1:12 is, God wants us to stick it out with whatever goes on in our lives. And even if it's a very difficult trial or a time where you feel like, where are you, God, anyway? Where are you? You've left me. I just feel like I can't seem to pray hard enough, or I can't seem to get the victory in this situation. And God is saying, here's a huge key to this in James 1:12. For persons loyally in love with God, that's where the crown of life will come in. Loyally means we stick it out and we are still loyal to him. When we get to a place in our lives where we are so beat down that we say, I don't even believe God anyway. I don't even know if there is a God. God, where are you anyway? Ah, you know, and we get bitter and we get resentful and we let circumstances and people get to us. And we, quote unquote, fall out of love with God because we're mad at him or because our circumstances haven't gone the way we think they should. When we turn on God, talk to us, Nan, because I think a lot of people do this in their lives. They have phases where they just feel like God has so let them down and is so far away that they cannot feel his love. And the crown of life for those when we get to heaven, the crown of life has everything to do with perseverance and continuing to love God no matter what happens in your life.
Well, there's been, you know, some trials that I have been through that I didn't really do that with, you know, years ago.
Sure, we all
years
have.
Ago, and,
we all have.
And I'm saying that so that the listeners can hear, oh, they've done that too. I don't want them to think we got it all perfect, because we don't. But, you know, we grow in strength and stature when we
That's right.
do that. We grow in him. Our faith increases. Our trust increases.
It does.
And, you know, Something was said this morning at the service, talking about that, you know, we're all ministers, that you, that God has pastors and teachers set in place, but we're all ministers. And,
that's right.
And we can minister to people
right
through our trial and after our trial.
Right.
And probably the most powerful time is when you're going through the trial, mm-hmm. that they see, wait a minute, she's really holding on to God.
Right.
She's really trusting her God. Maybe I want to know more about her God, you know, type of thing, as you're going through it. And, you know, it's just a pretty cool thing the way that works.
I need to, because God just told me to tell you this story. I don't think anybody listening has ever heard me tell the story. Betty, Nan, I know you haven't. Because it just reminded me this past week when I was thinking about this, staying true to God, even when things happen in our lives that are so painful and that we have no answers for. When I was about 9 years old, my dad was a pastor of this little church in Indiana before we went to the mission field. And every year, an evangelist and his wife and children would come and stay in our parsonage with us for 2 weeks. And that pastor would hold a revival in my dad's little country church. It was a well-attended little country church. It was we had some amazing services, but we had church every single night of the week for 2 weeks. And I know, Nan, you grew up in that kind of setting,
yes.
too, where
you
had church like that. Revivals, we called them.
Revival.
And when I was 9, this young man came, very nice-looking guy. His name was David Brown, and his wife's name was Jane, David and Jane Brown. And they had a baby girl that was so cute. I cannot remember her name, but I remember David and Jane. They came and they held this 2-week revival, which was totally amazing. It was a great time. I remember it even when I was 9, and I'm a little older than that now. And a few months after that, they were killed, all three of them, in a head-on collision in Marion, Indiana. And as a 9-year-old, I remember feeling so, God, how could this happen? I just loved those people. They stayed in our home for 2 weeks. I loved these people. And I didn't understand why God would take them in their prime of life and their baby, all three of them. I still don't know why, okay? But I'm not the one that's supposed to know why, okay? Whatever happened there, whatever God did through that situation is really not mine to know. And Betty, I just want to throw that out because I know you've never heard me tell that story, because I had forgotten all about David and Jane Brown until this week when I started really preparing for this show today. You want to respond to that before we get to this next song?
You know, I have never heard that, but you know,
right.
there was reasoning behind that we will maybe never know until we get to heaven. Why those precious people were taken
right
earlier than what we would have thought in our own carnal minds.
Right.
But there comes a point in time where we know there was a reason.
Right.
It's the same way with Grayson. Grayson.
Yeah, your grandson. Yes.
Grandson.
Yes.
I have no idea.
4 years ago.
Why, Lord, why would you take him at only 33 hours old? Well, maybe through all of that, there was some type of ministry that, you know, that came out of that situation. We'll never know, Pastor and Nan, why. We have our reasonings. You know, we think about things like this, but pardon me, we will never know until we reach the heavenly gates when
Amen.
Jesus says, "Here you are," and that those are some questions that I will have, that I will ask.
Right.
It's knowing that no matter what happens,
right,
if God be for us,
right,
who can be against us?
Amen. And it's knowing that we probably will not know answers to certain things like that on this side of glory. But we are not told, ask me why, and I'll tell you. No, God doesn't tell us that. God says here, for such persons loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life, the crown of life. And for those of you out there that have struggled with the, why did this happen to me? Why did this person leave me? Why did this hurt happen to me? Why? Stop asking why. and realize that you probably won't know why till someday in heaven. And in the meantime, what God expects out of each of us is for us to remain loyally in love with him and to grow in our love with him. There's a song that Jonathan Butler does, and I don't have it with me today or I play it, but it's falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. That's what it's all about, guys. That's what God wants us to do. Like we fall in love with a person. God wants us to love him, his son Jesus, love the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to such an extent that we stop, I guess the phrase is, crying over spilled milk. We stop looking back and just say, God, I don't know what your purpose was in that, but I trust you because I know you're a good, good father. Listen to this, and we'll talk more on the other side of it. Chris Tomlin, Good, Good Father.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Yeah.
Praise God. He loves you so much, dear one. He's your good, good father. He's your good, good father. You are his child. Just let him love you. James 1, verse 16, if you're with us in the scripture. James 1, 16. So, my dear friend, do you have something, Ann? Oh, you do? Okay, hang on. We'll go to James 1, 16 in just a minute. I didn't see you signal me. There we go. Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I love you so much, precious one. I will bless you as you travel. Of my love, please accept it so that you will be made whole. I will give you the best gifts around. Please know that to be so. You can learn so much about me. During these times, you will grow. So praise me for this gift. You'll learn and be okay. Praise me. Get in my word. Look to me. Pray. Remember that I'm a good, good father.
Absolutely. There's no substitute to understanding that, is it? In fact, when we look at James 1:16, we see this scripture. I'm in the Message Bible. So, my dear friends, don't get thrown off course. You know, a lot of us get thrown off course when bad things happen to good people. When we get discouraged, when we think, how could that person do that to me? Or how could that event happen? Or how could that dear person in my life die? So, my dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. We've been talking about our forever home. Heaven is real. We have a home with him where we are headed. All the good gifts come from heaven, right? And the gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. In other words, just like that song said, he's a good, good father. He loves you so very much. Trials in our lives are gifts. Gifts from heaven. I know that's hard for a lot of people to understand. Betty, I'm going to just punt to you to let you explain that.
Okay. Well, I'm going long on this one.
She's going long. All right.
I'm going long. That's a football term.
Hail Mary pass or something?
Yeah. Okay. Down in the end zone. I'm running it in.
All right. Run it in.
One of the things that God gives us is the power of choice. And one of the things that,
amen,
because every desirable and beneficial comes out of heaven, it's our choice what we do with it.
That's right.
And one of the things that we need to choose is life, and to choose it and be grateful for life. A lot of times I think, Pastor and Nan, that we take a lot of things for granted. The breath that we take when we open our eyes in the morning is that, you know, he is a good, good father.
Amen.
He wants to give us the desires of our heart.
Yes, he does.
And he is so giving. And I think that once that the church, which is the body of Christ, comes to the realization that we have got to change, we have got to change our mindset, we have got to realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen, amen.
And once we realize that it's not the church building, it's not how many chairs we have in our church, it's the love of Christ that will bring us all to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and will in our last days and hours, is that we will be able to say, God, I gave you what you said. Bad was I want to be loyal, and I do. I want to be the loyal person that God wants me to be, and that's what He wants for all of us, is to be that loyal person who, no matter what, and someone sent me a text, hold on a minute, that says unending faith despite the circumstances, not just faith when times are easy. And it all boils down to is the love of God, the love of,
amen,
the love of Christ,
yep,
the giving,
amen,
a giving without expecting anything in return. And we're such a give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, a society that God wants us to slow down, take a deep breath, and realize that the circumstances that you're in is going to make you bolder in Him, that you're going to have His eyes to see things a little clearer, that He is going to make you a much better person because of what you've went through. And that's probably very hard to comprehend. It was for me in a lot of areas in my life. And being as old as I am, which I'm younger than you by just a few years, and a lot younger, a lot older than Nan, is that you learn this wisdom. You learn this thing called wisdom.
Right, you do.
Through your years of life, and you realize what you try so hard that you want people to hear is the love of Christ and what it means when you go home and you go to that heavenly home. And it's like gardening. It's like pruning and pulling of weeds and all of this of what's going on in our life is what makes us grow closer to the Heavenly Father.
Absolutely.
And the watering and the nurturing that He gives us from the day, you know, that we were, that He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. All of these things that He's prepared us for, He has a plan for each of us.
Amen.
We just have to be patient, and that's hard. Patience is hard. And wait on the final answer or the final thing that you've been waiting for finally comes to fruition, and you're thinking, wow, thank you, God, that I didn't take that road that I was taking, that I did follow your path, because
Amen.
You are my good, good Father.
Mm. Which leads us perfectly, very well said, to Revelation 3:10. Love this. The words of Jesus through John, the book of Revelation. He says this, because you kept my word in passionate patience. And I mentioned this morning in our service at Beacon, passionate patience. Nan, there's times that we are just not very patient people.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my. No, I... Sorry about that. I just had to do that. Yes, there are times that we're not patient.
That's right.
And
certainly not passionately patient.
Not passionately
in
patient.
In other words, we're really gung-ho about our patience.
About that, you know. Never pray for patience because you certainly will get it.
Yeah, you're going to get it. Mm.
But there's times that we're not patient. And we need to, like, halt the horse to stop at something and say, wait a minute, you know, through this, I'm going to see God through this. I'm going to be
That's
able to
it.
Share with people.
That's it. Right.
I'd like to share a personal story, if I may.
You may.
At my job where I am, I do know that my boss is wanting to remove me. And she's doing a lot of reorganization in the place. And it's been, what I've seen has just been, wow. And so I start looking for a job. And that's okay because God's in control of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for a few months, and, you know, I find a job, I apply, I'll interview, you know, two or three interviews, two or three testings and things, but God's in control. And that's what I believe, that God's in control. So He spoke to me. I remember the exact step of when He spoke to me. I was at a building, and I was going for some training, and I took an exact step of where I stepped. He spoke to me. He said, one-on-one. And I'm like, one-on-one? What is one-on-one, God? Because what had happened, I had written a poem for a Christian who's going through a trial at that situation. And God gave me a poem for her, and I had given it to her the day before. And when He said one by one, He says, one by one, you're going to give out poems.
Cool.
I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. So I got all excited. Well, who's next? I'll lead. And He's leading in that.
Mm-hmm.
And a Christian, I told her what I was doing because I wanted to find out something from her. And she's like, you're planting seeds.
Right.
And are they all religious? No. They're just encouragement of you're doing a great job.
Right.
You're doing a great job with the kids. And it's like, I'm planting seeds. All throughout that place, I'm planting seeds. I don't know how many there's going to be. I don't know who the people are going to be till he inspires. He's inspired 12 or 13 already. It's just he's planting seeds, you know? Right. And so would I have chose this particular path of travel with my job? No. I mean, not the seed part, but the thing I'm going to be leaving, I wouldn't necessarily have chosen it, but he has an appointed time for me to leave.
Sure.
So in the midst of that trial, which it is a trial when you don't know for sure, are you going to have a job, where you're going to be? You know, but God's in control, and trusting God in that trial, but reaching out, that's what I'm going to encourage, reaching out, even in the midst of the trial, reaching out to others with the love of God.
Right.
Plant those seeds, guys. Plant those seeds.
Patiently.
Patiently. Plant those seeds.
Woo. And then, thank you for that. That really talks about this. Because you kept my word in passionate patience, I'll keep you safe in the time of testing that will be here soon, and all over the earth, every man, woman, and child put to the test. And in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 3, I'm on my way, says Jesus. I'll be there soon. Keep a tight grip on what you have so that no one distracts you and steals your crown. Dear ones, heaven is real. It's your forever home if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Heaven is real. It's going to happen. It says, and we taught it last week, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to be absent from our body is to be present with the Lord. To be present with the Lord and not in our physical body here, that just shows we've gone to heaven, right? And so often we get caught up in all of the junk going on around us. And here John is wrote the words from Jesus, keep a tight grip on what you have so that no one distracts you and steals your crown. And you know, if you want to live with him for all eternity, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you in John 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Don't let things get to you so bad. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. You believe in God, Jesus said, believe also in me, meaning Jesus. In my Father's house are many dwelling places or mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And then I love this in John 14, verse 3 or 4. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you can be also. Whoa. Wow. Don't let people, hurts, disappointments, bitter times in our lives, don't let situations that maybe you have no answer to, why did that happen to me? Don't let those things distract you, it says here, or steal your crown. We want that crown of life that James is talking about, that we get when we persevere through the trial, praising God no matter whether we like it, understand it, you know, or usually don't want that trial, don't want this thing to happen to us. We have got to persevere under trial. Betty, talk to me real quick before I play this song. Love this next song.
Well, we have, that's what that loyal.
Yeah, loyal love, yeah.
That's what it's all about. And I mean, if John was telling us this, Jesus is telling this, this was in biblical times, that people, even back then, that we're not the only ones that ever experienced trials and tribulations. They had it back in biblical times. They got through it because of the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The followers of Jesus Christ went through it. They went through it when their leader, their Jesus Christ, died on the cross. The doubt and everything that filled their head until he made himself known to them that it's me. I'm here. I've come to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
And if it was clear to them, how much more clear can it be for us?
Right.
That Jesus is alive, that God is not dead, that he is living and dwelling in each of us.
Amen.
And that's why we were talking about the choice that we have. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ the
Amen.
Son. And that's where he wants us all.
He said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So no matter what you believe in your area of your heart, it's got to go. You got to go through Jesus. He is the Savior of the world, died on the cross for us, took our sins and our sicknesses in his body on the cross, came out of that tomb, a risen Lord. What does he want from you? Your heart. He wants you to be loyally in love with him. He wants your heart. He wants you to say, Lord, I love you. I need you. I believe you're my good, good Father. I receive the fact that there are things happening in my life and have happened that I don't understand, but I still know that you're my good, good Father. And I love this song, Take My Heart. Let it be your prayer as we get ready to finish this show here today. Listen to this and pray it. Take my heart, Lord. Casting Crowns.
We don't have to come to God like somebody else. We come to him like we are.
Amen.
And a lot of times that means that I start my prayer time with, God, just show me my heart. Show me where I am. God, show me truth about myself, so I know how to follow you. Sing this prayer with us.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
Sing that again. Here's my heart.
Here's my heart, Lord.
Can you pray that to him?
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord.
Speak truth, Lord.
Speak what is true.
I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed. I am free.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my
your heart. Lord, open us up. Speak to us. Draw us closer to you, Father. sing this prayer to him. You are more than enough. Can you sing that?
'Cause you are more.
Praise God. I love that song. Take my heart, Lord. Here it is. Here's my life. Lord, I give it to you. I want to be all you want me to be. Is that the prayer of your heart this day? Because that's what God is asking us. He says, I want you to be able to have that crown of life in heaven. I want you to persevere no matter what you're going through. I want you to really trust me, is what God is saying. I want you to trust me that whatever's happening in your life, I know about it. He does know about it, dear one. And he wants you to trust him that something good will come from this. And we know, Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. There's that key again we've seen in James 1. Those who are loyally in love with God. Those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That's what it's all about. Woo! Talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go to Nan. Loyally in love with God. Here's my heart, Lord. Take it.
Wow. And I think we look at Jeremiah and it says, because I love you with an everlasting love, my thoughts towards you are countless as the sand on the seashore. And you know what, listener? He rejoices over you with singing. And it's become so apparent that once we let go and let God take over the circumstances that we're going through, sometimes it's very hard to do. But if you take it one day at a time and understand that you are God's child, once you have accepted him into your heart, that he will never stop doing good for you. He will transform you and make you who he wants you to be. He's done that with me over the years, and he's still not done. He still has some molding and some things to do. And it's because it's my choice. I want him to do that. And like you preached back in October a couple years ago, is that, you know, we do thank God for the problems that we do face.
Right.
Because he does give us, and write these down, write down his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Write down the promises that affect you, that your maybe your favorite Bible verses or whatever, but things that God gives you, write those down.
Yes.
And realize that there is resolution and that there is, his timing is perfect.
Amen.
His timing is sometimes doesn't line up with ours, but he still loves us and he still is on the throne and he still answers prayer.
Oh, amen and amen. So, talk to us, Nan. Take my heart, Lord. Take my life. That's where he wants us to be, in that place of surrender and submission to him.
I just want to be found pleasing in his sight.
Amen.
You know, I want him to say to me, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Enter in.
Right.
Enter in. I want to go home.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to go home.
Forever home.
Forever home, because that's what it's about.
Right.
Forever home.
And so as we have talked about all through this 2 hours, these trials that we go through are part of the journey. You know, the journey, this whole journey is our destination. We're going on this journey and we are headed towards someplace. We're headed towards our forever home. What are we going to do with these daily things that happen to us? Misunderstandings, disappointments, hurts, bitterness, things we don't like that happen. What are we going to do with those? Are we going to say, God, here, I give it to you and I praise you anyway in the midst of this trial? Or are we going to get bitter and angry and anxious and worried? And are we going to learn to walk in peace? I want to give you both one final moment here because we're coming up on this hour. It's been a fast 2 hours, and I've enjoyed every single moment of it. God has moved mightily. Nan, a final word from you, and then we'll go to Betty.
I just encourage the people to embrace what is happening because yes. God, you know, he is in control, like you Amen. Just said. And, you know, it's hard to say thank you for this tough time.
That's all right.
But try to... Try it, you know.
Right.
I mean, and he will bless you, and you will grow in him, and he'll move in your situation. I just encourage the people to praise him.
Amen.
Just praise him in the midst of their situation.
Yes.
Praise him. You're not praising him for the situation. You're praising him for what he's going to do in the situation.
Right. For who he is.
And for who he is.
That he's our almighty God that loves us so very much. He's our good, good Father,
Nan. Good Father, yes, indeed.
Yes. Thank you, Nan Watson, for being on. So faithful. Thank you for stepping in and pinch hitting
no
today. And Betty, talk to us.
Well, you know, it's so enlightening to know that everything that we have experienced, Jesus experienced on the cross, that there is nothing too big or too small that he cannot handle.
Right.
That he is the Father of light. And he will show you, no matter what your circumstances of what you feel or see, that song, he is working mightily for you.
That's right.
And I just encourage you to hold tight, get a grip on your faith, and get into the Word. Get that praise music on and praise him at the top of your lungs.
Woo!
And tell him that you are thankful that he is your God.
Amen.
And that he will see you through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Woo. Betty Thomas, thank you so much for your wonderful words of wisdom today, along with Nan. And you guys, my radio team, our radio team here at BOHM is just amazing. Beacon of Hope Ministries. Thank you both. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. And you can pick up a lot of our shows. Hundreds of them are there for you to listen to. BOHMglobal.com. We mentioned our Facebook post earlier. Go to my post or on Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook, and you will find a lot of those posts. We encourage you to listen to our Thursday night show with Dr. Angel and I. It's a life coaching counseling show, 6:06 p.m. right here on this station, tantalknetwork.com, 6:06 p.m., 1 hour, and counseling and free advice and helping you through life's circumstances. And as always, it's such a blessing to be with you every single week. We look forward to our shows. We look forward to this time with you, our audience. If you want to get a hold of me personally, you just can email me at pastor@bohmglobal.com. pastor@bohmglobal.com, and I will respond to you. God bless you. And remember, it's not far to Jesus. It's not far to him. He is right here. So God bless you. Have a great week. We will be right back here, God permitting and God willing, and the creek don't rise, right? We'll be right back here next week, 3 o'clock Eastern, bringing you the Word of God on living the good life. Always a joy to be here with you. This has been Betty, Nan, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. So God bless you. See you next week.